Chapter 6. Content Questions. 1. Business. Listen to a discussion in a business class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Okay, everyone, when you think of a traditional large company, what comes to mind? A big office, perhaps? Lots of workers? What about managers? Well, some companies have lots of managers, lots and lots of managers. And when a company has many levels of management, that company is said to be a tall organization. And can anyone guess what the opposite of a tall management structure is?
I'd guess a short management structure.
Good guess, but no. It's a flat structure, but more on that later, okay? Back to the issue at hand, which is tall management structures. So, you might have the company president, that's one level. And then you might have a vice president, that's another level. And then you might have, general managers. And below them, managers. And below them, assistant managers. And then management trainees. And then, who knows, you might have sub-assistant manager trainees in training. Okay, I'm making a joke here. But, yeah, some companies have huge management structures called, we call them management hierarchies. There's a good reason for hierarchies, of course. And that is that when a company grows, when it gets really huge, well, you need to control the organization, so you need managers telling people what to do. But here's the problem. Significant problems arise when you have vast management hierarchies, the first of which is poor communication. In particular, the problem of what's known as distortion of commands. What do you suppose that is, John?
Same thing that happens here in class, I'd guess. I mean, you give us information in every class, but as you probably figured out, we don't always remember that information correctly on a test, right? I mean, we get things wrong, even though you told us the answers here in class.
Good illustration. And yes, I certainly have figured that one out, John. So, yeah, basically what John's getting at is that people can interpret things differently than they're supposed to. Meaning can be lost through incorrect interpretation of a manager's words. So, that's one problem. And there's another. If you have a tall management structure, it can take a long, long time for decisions and orders to pass through the levels. So let's say the company president gives an order to do something. Something that will affect everyone in the company. Well, in a company with a tall structure, that order can take a long time to reach the actual workers. This makes companies slow to respond to change in the market. Finally, managers are expensive. Very expensive. Managers have assistants, secretaries, bonuses, big salaries, you name it, they're expensive. You've all heard about companies that downsize, right? Lay off workers. Well, did you know that typically they try not to downsize the people actually making the products? Statistically, they downsize middle managers and companies that just have too many levels of management. And if you ask me, that's not altogether a bad thing. I mean, if a company is going to be effective in the global market, it can't have so many managerial levels.
1. Based on information from the discussion, indicate whether or not each statement is a disadvantage of a tall management structure. Place a check mark in the correct box.